Holose Rusinil Amerika.
Dobrý večer, dámy a pánové. I vítajte na reláciu Holose Rusinil Amerika. Prichodíme ku vám každú nedíľu na stanicu Rusin FM, vaše rusinské rádio, o 5.4. hodina u Pittsburghu a 5.10. hodina u Priašovi. Ja jem Dean Polovka a dneska je nedíľa 25. septembra 2022. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Holos Rusinil America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program, brought to you each and every Sunday right here on Russin FM, your Russian radio station, broadcast Sundays at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, archived on our media page, c-rsmedia.org. I am your host, Dean Polovka, and today is Sunday, September 25th, 2022. We're going to start off today's broadcast with two instrumental numbers. Going to go into the golden oldies for the first one, the 1920 Lemko recordings, and then to Zakarpattia. Thank you. On today's broadcast, we remember Nikolai Nick Holonyak Jr., Russian-American scientist responsible for inventing and perfecting light-emitting diode technology. Nick passed away Sunday, September 18, 2022, in Urbana, Illinois. Nick was born on November 3, 1928, in Ziegler, Illinois, the son of Russian immigrants from Podkarpatska Rus. His father, Nikolai, came to America in 1909, and his mother in 1921, when Podkarpatska Rus was part of the First Czechoslovak Republic. His father worked in a coal mine, and for a time, Nick worked for the Illinois Central Railroad. After working a 30-hour shift, Nick decided that he would rather make his money with his head than with his hands. Nick was the first member of his family to receive any type of formal schooling. After graduating high school, he earned his bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees from the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. He received his doctorate in 1954. In that same year, Nick went to work at Bell Telephone Laboratories, where he worked on silicone-based electronic devices and gained experience working with transistors. From 1955 to 1957, he served with the U.S. Army Signal Corps. After his enlistment, he worked as a scientist at the General Electric Company's Advanced Semiconductor Laboratory in Syracuse, New York. It was at General Electric in 1960 that he created the first semiconductor laser and 2 years later, the light-emitting diode. In 1963, Nick became a professor at the University of Illinois and worked under Nobel Prize winner Dr. John Bardeen on quantum wave theory and lasers. In 1989, he won the Edison Medal for an outstanding career in the field of electrical engineering and contribution to significant improvements in the field of conductors and devices. In 1995, he was awarded the Japanese Award for a scientific contribution to the development of the practical application of LEDs and lasers. In 2003, he was awarded by the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers, the IEEE, which awarded him the Medal of Honor. Professor Holonyak retired in 2013. He held 41 patents. 10 of his 60 former doctoral students have developed new uses for LED technology in Silicon Valley. His other inventions include the red light semiconductor laser, which is used in CDs, DVD players, and cell phones. In 1963, Nick predicted that his LEDs would replace Thomas Edison's incandescent light bulb. Today, LED bulbs are starting to replace those incandescent bulbs. So when you buy those LED lights at Home Depot, Lowe's, Walmart, or wherever you get them, remember that it was a Russian-American, Nikolai Holonyak Jr., who was responsible for its invention. May Nick's memory and scientific work be remembered forever. Vichnaya Yemu Pamyat. Thank you.
на чому смутно. Я не смутна, лень сердита, через тебе смочі біта. Я не смутна, лень сердита, через тебе смочі біта. Біла мене мамка з ночі, за Іванкові чорні очі, ще й казала буде бити, об Іванка не любити. Мамко моя зроби, та що, бо за Іванком дуже тяжко. Мені мамка порожила, взяла птичку та й набила. Мені мамка порожила, взяла птичку та й набила. Добрі тобі було мати, з межи своїх вибирати. Ти пішла за мого нянька, я люблю чужого Іванка. Як ми двоє, бо як би ми в'єдно жили, ми б село сподобили, бо ми такі паровані, як горнятко мальовані, бо ми такі паровані, як горнятка мальовані.
From another land, your father's and mine, they had a plan to stay strong in time.
I think that the GCU is a wonderful place for families to be close together and to have social activities together. There's so many more opportunities for kids that they're trying to bring us all in as families, with the bowling, with the basketball.
I joined the GCU because of my wife. 51 years old, I'm a structural engineer. I work for a company that designs and builds broadcast towers. Been married for 28 years, have two children, daughter 21, a son 17. I participate in the National Golf Tournament, the National Bowling Tournament, in some district events. The Figured organization, very family oriented.
GCU for life. GCU for life.
Fraternally yours.
For more information on member benefits such as life insurance, annuities, and Medicare supplement plans that the GCU offers, please give them a call toll free at 1-800-722-4428. You can also check out all of their rates and products online by logging on to their webpage, GCUUSA.com. GCUUSA.com, where you can also read the August 2022 edition of the GCU magazine and read about my next announcement, which I'll tell you about in just 1 second. So that is the GCU, 1-800-722-4428. 1-800-722-4428. And if you go to the GCU magazine and look on page 40, you will see the 40th annual Carpatha Russen celebration will take place Sunday, October 30th. This will take place beginning at 9 a.m. with Divine Liturgy at St. John the Baptist Church, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown. And then from noon until 6, the festival will take place right next door at their social hall. There will be Russian food such as holubka, pirohe, halushka, kolbasa and sauerkraut, soup, potato pancakes, pagach, baked goods, and much more. This annual event will include musical entertainment by Rusinske Betyare, that's my band, along with my brother-in-law and a bunch of friends, And there will also be speakers throughout the day giving a video or audio presentation on Rusyn culture and customs. A display of artifacts, authentic costumes, photographs, and documents, and assistance with genealogical questions will be available. There will be pisanka, iconography, wood burning, bobbin lace making, and folk art demonstrations, church tours, children's activities, crafts, parish cookbooks for sale, raffles, videos, and much more. St. John's is handicapped accessible and admission is free. For more information on the 40th annual Carpatha Rusyn celebration, taking place on Sunday, October 30th, St. John the Baptist Church and Social Hall, 201 East Main Street in Uniontown, with liturgy at 9 a.m. and the festival from noon until 6, please call area code 724-438-1382. 724-438-1382, or go to their parish webpage. Just Google St. John Byzantine Uniontown. So Google this, St. John, Byzantine, Uniontown.
Yeah.
Even though this broadcast is sponsored by the Carpathia Russian Society, we still need your support, ladies and gentlemen, to help keep us on the internet. If you would like to make a donation, please get in touch with me, Dean Poloka, at area code 412-877-9351. 412-877-9351. Or you can send me some email at this address, dean.poloka@gmail.com. dean.poloka@gmail.com. Or you can donate via our webpage, c-rs.org. On the main menu, hover over Donate and click Russian Heritage Radio Program. c-rs.org. Donate, Russian Heritage Radio Program. Thank you for joining me today on Holosa Rusinu America, Voice of Russians in America, the Carpatho Russian Society Heritage Program. Join me again next Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Eastern, 9:30 p.m. Central European Time, for another broadcast here on Russian FM, your Russian radio station. If you'd like to listen to any of our archives, please visit our media page, c-rs.org. Or you can pick up all of the archives as well as the embedded links to all the videos that we have on YouTube. Also, don't forget to visit our homepage, c-rs.org, where you can join the Carpathia Russian Society. You can order from our online and offline store. Get involved by becoming a volunteer. You can also take part in the genealogy discussions and much more. So for the archives, that's c-rsmedia.org. And for the webpage for the society, c-rs.org. We'll see you all next Sunday. Trimajtesya krasny tyzden. Z Bohom.
Облачком гей ружі розквітають, ось за мою фраєрочком гей другі позирають, 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 гей можуть позирати, але ружі заграти гей не буду тривати. Сусідонько, гей, краснівки мате, а ти годні так отрузний, гей, за жіночку дати. Дам ти дівку і ружичку, гей, котра вже розквітла, але тися і позвідай, гей, чи би за тя пішла. Дам ти дівку і ружичку, гей, котра вже розквітла, але тися і позвідай, гей, чи би за тя пішла. Піврока минуло, гей, як у перстень носить, носить, носить перстеньочок і білу пусточку. Дайте ви мені за жону, гей, мою фраєрочку. Носить, носить перстеньочок і білу пусточку. Дайте ви мені за жону, гей, мою фраєрочку.
Облачком стоїть, стоїть, я потихий бив.
rozhlase Rusiniv Amerika.